This episode is brought to you by IVP. Use promo code IVPHEAR40, that's IVPHEAR40, at ivpress.com for 40% off and free shipping on any resources mentioned in this episode.
I'm Tara Beth Leach, and this episode is sponsored by Northern Seminary, where I earned a Master's of Divinity so proudly. Did you know that Northern Seminary has been enrolling women since the beginning? Our first student in 1913 was Amy Lee Stockton, a total legend. She went on to become one of the nation's leading evangelists, reaching thousands for Christ. And since then, we have equipped thousands of women to serve as pastors, practitioners, church planters, and ministry leaders across the globe. We believe that the church cannot live into her fullness without women developing their gifts and living out their call to leadership. Northern has flexible programs, world-class faculty, and a diverse community, and we empower the church to grow the gospel and live with unwavering allegiance to Jesus' kingdom. Your calling matters. Take the next step and visit northernseminary.edu to learn more.
This is IVP. Welcome to the Hear Women podcast. Whether you're tuning in on the IVP YouTube channel or your favorite podcast app, we are so glad you're here. We are so excited to be together. I'm Tara Beth Leach. I serve as a pastor at Good Shepherd Church in Naperville. I get to write some books. I get to do some podcasts. I'm a mom, and I am so excited to be here with my co-hosts, with Dr. Nijay Gupta and Dorina Lazo-Gilmore-Young, two amazing people. I wonder if we could begin with you, Dorina, if you might share a few things about yourself.
Yes, I'm so honored to be here and excited about some of these conversations that we're going to be having. So I am an author and speaker. I have the privilege of being a Bible teacher in a lot of spaces, also podcasting. I'm a remarried widow, which is part of my journey. And one of my favorite places to lead is my family. So I have three daughters. They are right now ages 13, 16, and 19, and I'm grateful for just that space in my home where I get to lead, but also other young women that I get to lead in my community.
Fabulous, fabulous. And I wonder if you might share a few things about yourself.
Yeah, Nijay Gupta. I serve as professor of New Testament at Northern Seminary. I also write and speak and come alongside churches in my area in equipping and encouraging them. My wife is Amy, and she has a strong pastoral ministry background. She's currently a marriage therapist, and we do a lot of ministry in our area. I live in Portland, Oregon, and I have three teenagers, one in college, two at home. So life is very full.
That is full. In fact, all three of us are parents of, we have teenagers.
Yes.
Which is exciting and fun. And we were even talking last night how we loved all stages. And we especially really love this teenage stage where we're able to have these real life, meaningful conversations with our kids, which is a lot of fun. Now, Nijay, I wonder if you could tell us, why are we doing this podcast? Why are we elevating and amplifying the voices of women in the church? Why is this important?
Yeah, something to think about. You know, people joke like, for men, how often do you think about the Roman Empire? It's kind of my job.
Yeah.
I teach New Testament and ancient history. And something out of the Roman Empire playbook is something I call monoculturalism, meaning the Roman Empire was able to grow in power and expand based on trying to force everybody, no matter who you are, to conform to one way of looking, one way of thinking, and one way of behaving, the way of Romanness. And we in America today, we've actually been shaped a lot by the Roman Empire. And when it comes to a situation like how we think about women, how me as a man engage with women, you know, I'm married to a woman, but also I have two daughters. I think about the world they're growing up in and the pressures that they live by sometimes to either feel like they're left out for one reason or another, or to feel like they have to conform to a certain standard, a certain way you look, a certain way you think, a certain way you behave. And so my excitement about this podcast and what we're trying to do is to remind ourselves America or Rome has one way, but the gospel has a way that should shape us.
That's right.
And in a dominant way.
That's right.
And what I want to teach myself in my relationships with women, what I want to teach my daughters is what's the gospel way of doing this? What's the gospel way of valuing women as women? What's the gospel way of valuing women in relationship with men?
Right.
I want to be shaped by that and not by anything else. Mm-hmm.
Indeed, the dividing wall of hostility has been torn down, and we see this incredible vision of mutuality between women and men, especially in the New Testament. And, you know, one of the things that I love so much about the church that I pastor is I know that the church that I pastor is an anomaly. We don't see this very often where you have a female as a lead at a large-ish church. But one thing that is so cool is my church has no idea that we're an anomaly, and they don't care. I just get to pastor. But I also know because we're an anomaly, that is not the case. So many churches in America, there are women who have gifts to teach, lead, preach with remarkable gifts. Yeah. And they are either silenced or sidelined or not welcome to the table. And we think this podcast is so important because we want to elevate the voices of women who are gifted to lead, to preach, and to teach. And Dorina, I know this has also been something that has been a mantle that you've been carrying and that you care about. And so why is this podcast important to you right now?
Well, I deeply resonate with what both of you have shared. And I think what I would add also is that I have my daughters and my students. I teach high school journalism. So I think about especially my female students, and I have their faces in my mind. And I know that the conversations that I've been having with them in recent years is that they're searching. Mm-hmm. They're wondering, what is their place in the church and in the greater community, in the cities and the places where we live? And so I think by telling these stories and inviting the guests that we have lined up, that we have an opportunity to really invite the next generation and even, you know, women who are our ages to imagine and to think about what that might look like for us to use some of our gifts to flourish in our gifts in the church instead of wondering if we belong. The reality is that Jesus was the best person at hearing women.
That's right.
We have stories all throughout the New Testament that are evidence of that. And so for me, I just get excited about teaching my own girls and my students that there is a place for their stories.
Yeah.
And we can even reimagine what that might look like for the future.
Right. Yeah, and we spent a lot of time discerning and praying and collaborating about what is the thrust, what is the heartbeat, what is the vision for this podcast. And we really found a lot of energy and synergy and excitement around the idea of this podcast being about the work of expanding the vision, of expanding the imagination for what women are doing, for what women have done. Because one of the things that we talked about when we were dreaming about this series is we know that the church often has a very anemic imagination for women's roles in the church. And we're hoping that this can bring nourishment to the imagination, to the Christian imagination, to expand the imagination and perhaps start to dream dreams that maybe they haven't dreamed, whether churches have those dreams or maybe even whether women start to have dreams that they belong at these tables, that they belong in these pulpits, that they belong in these leadership places where there is mutuality, where there is solidarity, where their voices are heard, where their voices are amplified. And so we hope that through this podcast, we'll be able to do that. We'll be able to model some of these things. And so I'm wondering, Dorina, when you think about the values and the heartbeat and the mission of this podcast, who is this show for?
Well, I believe it is for that woman who might be searching for what their role is and how to use those gifts. And actually, that could be a woman in many different seasons of life. It could be the teenagers, the young people that we all are parenting, but it also could be women who are in their careers and they're wondering, okay, is this a place that I can step into? Or can I bring my gifts to the table? Can I show up fully and authentically who I am in this time?
Yes. Yes.
In the church?
Yeah.
How can I give back to my church? Those are some questions. Whereas I've seen a lot of women, especially in my life stage, who have been taught to shrink back.
Right.
And that's something that leaves me unsettled. I also think that women who are in what I'll call a golden season of life, our mothers and our grandmothers, who didn't maybe have even an invitation into churches, who are the wisdom that we need right now.
That's right.
That they also can be included and be inspired by some of these stories.
Yeah, the church mothers, we need them. We need them. Yeah, I had that same image as well, Dorena, of reaching the women who often shrink back. And my prayer is that through this podcast, women will feel like they have permission, that they are empowered, that they are emboldened to take up more space, to take up more space to mediate the goodness of God in all the places where they might find themselves. Now, Nijay, is this only for women, this podcast?
I hope not. you know, I mentioned I have two daughters. I have a son as well. And, you know, it's really important that we don't live in silos. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing I get frustrated with I think it's good to have like Black History Month and Women's Month and Asian or Asian American Month. But the message we don't want to send is Black History Month is just for Black people.
Sure.
Read Black authors or to listen to Black podcasts. It's not, you know, Asian American Month isn't just for Asians to read. This is for us to learn from one another. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was growing up, I didn't learn a whole lot about my Indian heritage. And so all my heroes were white men. And it only was later in life that I started to encounter heroes, people that were trailblazers, people that were accomplishing great things, who looked like me or who talked like me or who come from a similar background as me. So I think of women, and it's great that they can have heroes of any kind, but to have heroes that are women who are making advancements in medicine or making advancements in the academy or in ministry, doing bold things for God, I think that's a really special thing. Yeah. I want my daughters and my son to encounter those kinds of things.
Absolutely. And okay, but I'm wondering too, something that we might even expand on is why are we doing this podcast right now? You know, this is not a new conversation. Yeah. This is not progressive, right? We know this is an old school conversation that this is rooted within scripture. We see this. So why are we talking about this right now? What are some of the cultural or historical moments that make this a particularly apt time to launch a show just like this?
There's so many different answers that I could have for that question, but I think I'll start with this. I think we're in a cultural moment right now where we are starting to hear more and more stories about the abuse of women, where women are willing to stand up and share some of the hard things that they have navigated. And so it also makes it a really important time for us to hear a diversity of stories from people who are from all different backgrounds, not just culturally, but definitely culturally as well, because those stories have been pushed to the margin. Mm. And I think by way of talking about imagination for the future, that wrestling with some of those spaces where women have been pushed out or abused is where we need to start. And then also by bringing in some of these stories that help us see a way forward. We kind of have to dig into the dirt and cultivate the dirt a bit and maybe even do some pruning and weeding, and then the new growth can happen.
Welcome to All Ears, the segment of the show where you'll hear from IVP staff who've been tuning in to today's conversation. Together, we come alongside you in each episode to reflect on these meaningful conversations and the fantastic books they remind us of. I'm Christine Policio-Mello, assistant producer and project specialist at IVP, and I help bring special projects like this podcast to listeners like you. And I'm here with two of my lovely coworkers, Rainer Irani and Amanda Kesey.
Hi, everyone. I'm Rainer. I get the privilege of serving IVP as our specialty sales associate. Essentially, I have an outward-facing role where I work directly with consumers, often in churches and ministries, by helping them buy books in bulk with special discounts and keeping them up to date on new releases.
Hi, everybody. My name is Amanda. I'm the Rights and Contracts Coordinator at IVP. I support our work by handling details related to author contracts, translation agreements, copyright, and permissions, to name a few things. I remember drafting the contracts for Dorina, Terabeth, and EJ, and was excited that they were going to be hosting for the Hear Women podcast. But now we get to hear more of their side of why they wanted to join this podcast.
Yeah. And what really stuck out to me about them wanting to host was not this their desire to be a part of the project because of their expertise, which they have plenty of, but really their personal story, both of which have helped reveal that the church has a need to hear women.
And that's exactly what we want to highlight on this show, not only the expertise of our hosts and guests, but also their personal stories and the wisdom they've learned along the way, because that's wisdom that the entire church will benefit from hearing.
We're really excited to reflect on these stories and words of wisdom alongside you, the listener. And as a little treat, each episode we'll be sharing special discounts for books we think you'll love. Speaking of which, check out the show notes for a discount code on any IVP resource mentioned in this episode. And now let's get back to the main conversation.
I love that image of the digging and the growing and the pruning to make space for the new things that God is doing. And we are seeing that. I know in my seat, I have the privilege of coming alongside of young women who are just beginning their journey in ministry. And I keep telling other church leaders, get ready. They are coming. Mm-hmm. We are seeing an increase of women in seminaries. We are seeing an increase in women applying to church roles and pastoral positions. Right now, in our church, we have more women pastors. In the church that I pastor, more women pastors than male pastors. Uh-huh. I believe we're just going to keep seeing that shift. And I just wonder, our church is ready for them. And I think that's why this podcast is so important, so we can equip and prepare pastors and church leaders for these incredibly anointed, gifted women who preach and lead with this power and authority. And are we ready for them?
Yeah.
Nijay, I wonder if there's more you might be able to add to that. Why are we doing this podcast right now? What's the urgency?
Yeah. I wrote a book called Tell Her Story about women leading and ministering and teaching in the early church. With IVP, by the way. I've supported women in ministry for many, many years, but I didn't write a book, until a handful of years ago. And one of the promptings for me to do that was this situation culturally where there was a conference of men and a prominent leader was asked about two words that he thought about when the kind of moderator said the name Beth Moore. And he said, go home. And that meant a couple different things in that context. Mm-hmm. That meant she was openly outspoken about problems of abuse against women and in the church. But there was also, I think, a sort of secondary message about where women belong.
That's right.
And what they should be doing and what they should be not doing.
Yeah. And it was very personal for so many of us. I remember I was so shocked at what a deep chord that hit within my soul of just grief and sadness.
Yeah. And there's this joke I like to tell my students when I'm talking about some of these sensitive issues, and this goes back about 20 years, but Stephen Colbert had Cornel West on his show, prominent black author, Cornel West. And he, when Cornel West came in, Stephen said, now that racism isn't a problem anymore, what do you do with your time? And the joke is, we got civil rights in the 60s and 70s. But that doesn't mean the problems go away right. just because laws change. Right. And so actually I've thought just in the last few years, we have civil rights. We had an era of civil rights, but we may need a new era of civil respect. Mm-hmm. And I think about this with situations where we talk about why we care about diversity. Right. It's not just to check boxes. It has a real living impact for how we understand who we are as a unified, many-colored, diverse people of God. But if we don't explain it and we don't draw attention to it, I think people forget, or they right. slip into some of these patterns of, you know, monoculturalism, where we just think we just go back to the way things quote unquote right. used to be.
Right. Right.
So I think actually there's desperate urgency right now to be thinking about who gets put in the spotlight,
yeah,
whose voices are heard, who gets a microphone. And if we're not proactive, then we lose sight of some of these things.
That is such a good and important and pastoral reminder, because I can hear the voices of maybe some of the naysayers of this podcast. Why are we still talking about this? Mm. Well, why is this even still a conversation? And that is a good reminder how easy it is for us to slip into this monoculturalism, as you describe it, and to just forget the importance of elevating diverse voices, because we are better for it. I love the way Carolyn Custis James often talks about it. She has this imagery that when we only have half of the church leading, preaching, and teaching, she says that the church will continue to limp along. Mm-hmm. In other words, this is a missional issue. This is about the bigger picture. This is about the mission of God calling women and men and diverse voices living on mission. And I love that image that she often uses, and without all voices at the table, we will continue to limp along. Mm. So I've been getting to know the both of you, and I look at your lives and I think, you have really full lives. You have teenagers, you have jobs, you're writing books, you are doing podcasts, you're speaking, many things that you could be doing. And so when IVP came to you, when IVP came to us, I know that that took some prayer and some thinking, and maybe it was a quick and easy answer, but what was it in particular that drew you to say yes to this? Dorina, why don't we start with you? Why did you say yes?
I am a journalist by training and a storyteller at heart. Mm-hmm. And so, to be honest, this was a quick yes for me, mm-hmm. because it is so much about my heart. I love what the power of story looks like. We see that in the Bible, but we see that in culture as well. And so I'm just honestly giddy with excitement that we would get to hear more of those diverse stories that we're talking about, but to engage in conversation with our guests and with each other on some of these really important topics. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, to your point earlier, Nijay, there's something so powerful about us acknowledging and reminding and naming some of those hard things. And then also for the next generation to even teach and learn, and for ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm a learner. Every day I'm learning, and I learn the best through stories. Yeah. So that's why I'm really excited about being part of this.
Yeah, I'm with you, Dorina. It was actually a quick and easy yes for me as well, because I feel incredibly privileged. Mm-hmm. I have had so many people open doors for me. I have had so many opportunities to be on platforms, to sit at tables, decision-making tables, and now to lead this church that I love so dearly, and to work alongside of other women pastors and leaders. And I know that that is not the case for every woman. In fact, it's not the case for most women. And so I feel just a sense of call and passion to do what I can to help joining in that work of nurturing the imagination of the church. And I think podcasts is a wonderful means to do that. I love IVP. I've written several books with them, and I love all that they do and all that they stand for. And, you know, IVP is so passionate about putting good work forward, meaningful, thoughtful work. And so when this podcast came to my desk as an opportunity, I was like, absolutely. And then when I found out it was going to be with the two of you, that just made it even more exciting. Nijay, how about you?
Yeah, again, I'm a big fan of IVP. This fits their mission so yes. well. And as an author who's written on women, I was really honored to be invited into this conversation. One of the reasons I said yes was, in our digital spaces we often live in, we're in silos from one another. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we don't have to get into the economics of it, but billionaires are making billions more on keeping us away from each other.
Wow.
And I think the order of the day for us is relationship and empathy. Empathy is getting, unfortunately, a bad rap lately. But for me, participating in this is counteracting that siloing and saying, you know, how can I be in your space and listen to your stories, and then how can you be in my spaces, maybe in another context, and listen to my stories? Engaging in conversations just like this right now is an act of empathy, right? I can listen. I can try to enter into your life and say, what's it been like for you? Yeah. What are some of the joys, but also some of the obstacles you face? It's so easy to look at anyone and just say, you're part of X group. And you're acting like that group again, and you're doing that thing. And part of what we're doing, why I'm excited to be a part of this, to say every person has an individual story that needs to be told. And I'm excited to be a part of those stories.
So good. And thank you for that. And as we think about the potential women and the potential men that are going to be nourished and encouraged by this podcast, by these episodes, by all the remarkable stories and interviews, in closing, I wonder if we could just talk for a few moments, starting with you, Nijay. What are some of your hopes and dreams for this show?
One of my hopes is just, I'm thinking about men here, taking a hard look at like what we let influence us and shape us. And I think we can be really proactive in what shapes us, what goes into our eyes and ears and minds. What we read, what YouTube videos we watch, what podcasts we listen to shape us in different ways. We all have blind spots. And the idea of a blind spot is there's this gap there, right? And we actually have agency to fill those gaps in the way that we look at the world. So my hope is that this will inspire people to say, I heard this author, I want to follow up and read a book. Or I'm going to share this with somebody else. And it really motivates them to do more. What I don't want to happen is someone listens to it, says, check, I checked my feminism box. I checked my, you know, hear women. I want it to actually inspire them to take a look in the mirror, to take a look at their life and say, how does this actually propel me forward to expand what I read and what I let shape me?
Yeah, I think even if we were able to move the needle just a little bit in either one person's life or within a local church or within a community or with the church across the country, I think we'd all be so grateful to see that kind of fruit. Darina, how about you?
I resonate so much with what you all have been saying. And if it's one woman who could listen to our podcast and say, wow, I have experienced that too. Or it could be a woman saying, I think I could do that. Wow, that's an example of something that I could do as well. If those are our listeners, I feel like this is a success. I'm grateful.
Yeah. And we're going to hear so many wonderful, compelling, convicting, perhaps even provocative stories, real stories, honest stories, vulnerable stories of things that women have gone through, experiences, things that have happened to them. And I hope especially on some of those stories that our listeners will take the posture of openness and listening and humility, because I think that the Holy Spirit can do incredible work in our hearts and our minds and our imaginations if we take that posture. We are so looking forward to the lineup that we have. I know that we've spent several months working with the IVP team, dreaming and praying about our potential guests, and these stories are going to be powerful and compelling. So we want to thank all of our listeners for joining in, for trusting us, for sticking with us for this first episode. We have a long ways to go, many more episodes. So be sure to subscribe to the IVP YouTube channel or your favorite podcast platform so you don't miss an episode. And we are looking forward to a fabulous lineup of guests. So join us as we listen to women for the good of the church.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Hear Women. We pray that you are encouraged, challenged, and inspired as a result of this conversation. Thank you for joining us as we listen to women for the good of the church.
Hear Women is a production of InterVarsity Press. For more information on any IVP titles mentioned in this episode, visit ivpress.com and use the promo code in the show notes for a special discount. Sound engineering by Honest Podcasts. Our producers are Christine Policio Mello, Helen Lee, and Travis Albritton. Our research assistants are Abby Lee and Jasmine Rose. And we're your hosts, Darina Lazo Gilmore-Young, Tara Beth Leach, and Nijay Gupta.
Be sure to subscribe to Hear Women on your favorite podcast platform or the IVP YouTube channel. And please leave a rating and review to support the show.